Welcome to Initialist Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I've written. I'm Shadows Pub, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm talking about the subject of hubris and the Titanic disaster of April 14, 1914. The belief the Titanic was safer than it was led to disaster. Hubris comes to us from ancient Greek. We see it displayed in the literature of those ancient times, with characters so full of confidence they believe themselves to be almost godlike. Most uses of the term apply to someone who takes their level of confidence in themselves to the point it brings on their own downfall. A level of hubris could lead a person to fulfill the quote from Benjamin Franklin, "If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail." Hubris is a literary device featuring excessive pride and inflated self-confidence. Both pride and confidence can be self-affirming traits until taken too far. Tragic heroes exhibit hubris as their fatal flaw, leading them to disregard warnings and to violate important moral and real laws. Tales of this nature are often popular because of their very real presence in our lives. Most people have encountered someone with great hubris in their lives, either as a direct contact or through reports in the media. The examples never end, and many become enduring. It was 111 years ago when what was the largest ship afloat, the Titanic, set out on her maiden voyage that would end in the loss of over 1,500 souls. My great-grandfather, a member of the crew, was among them. The ship struck an iceberg about 500 miles off of Newfoundland. The sinking remains an enduring story of hubris leading to tragedy. Built to provide the latest in grandeur and comfort for the first-class passengers and a better-than-usual experience for second- and third-class passengers, the ship wanted to add speed to attract passengers to patronize the White Star Line over other passenger ships. The ship touted a double bottom and 16 compartments with doors that could be closed from the bridge, forming a watertight containment area should water enter the ship. The doors could be operated from the safety of the bridge with the flip of a switch. The builders believed four of the compartments could be flooded without endangering the ship. So impressive were the features, the magazine Shipbuilding reported it to be practically unsinkable, in an edition about the ship. While not put out as a marketing feature, many embraced unsinkable when thinking about the ship. The belief in the safety of the Titanic colored decisions made, most notably, not to exceed the lifeboat requirements. If all lifeboats had been filled to capacity, only one-third of the souls on board could have been saved. The ship's effort to beat the record for fastest trip across the Atlantic on its maiden voyage fueled the disregard for the warnings about ice in the area, a deadly error in judgment. It was a matter of seconds between the iceberg being spotted and it glancing alongside the side of the ship as it tried to turn away. At first, the crew thought they had avoided catastrophe amid the shower of ice shaved off the iceberg. What they soon learned was a jagged underwater spur would rip a 300-foot wound in the hull across five of the compartments. The captain recognized the ship's fate and ordered the abandoned ship. What followed was chaotic, disorganized effort to get passengers off the ship that saw poor communication of the abandoned ship order and lifeboats leaving the ship seriously below capacity. Even among passengers told of the danger, they didn't move with urgency. Many were in disbelief the ship could sink. 3 hours after the collision, Titanic slipped beneath the waterline, leaving behind about 700 survivors to be picked up by the Carpathia from the Cunard Line. The ship had diverted upon receiving the Titanic's distress call, and it steamed at full speed while dodging ice floes to reach them. The initial reaction to the sinking was disbelief. Newspapers initially reported the ship hitting the iceberg, but that it remained afloat. They reported it being towed to port with the passengers safely on board. The true news was all the more shocking to the public. 1,500 people lost their lives. Even now, 111 years later, interest in the details of what happened to Titanic is still a topic to explore for many. Saying something like, is something is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic about a subject, and few will ask what the warning against hubris means. Well, one of the most enduring lessons in the tragedy of humors, the Titanic was not the last. It's the nature of some to get so full of their own ideas they ignore the real consequences until they actually happen. Some things never seem to change, no matter how much our knowledge expands. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.